30 years ago, the Arizona legislature was under an extremely dark cloud, one that had nothing to do with any specific legislation or political philosophy. It came to be known as scam and snared 7 state lawmakers for accepting bribes.
I know entrapment, and I knew that would be the argument initially. Arguments would be entrapment, it's political. If they were all Democrats, I'm a Republican. If they were all Democrats, they'd claim it's a Republican, you know, type of operation to just trap Democrats. It could be potentially racial, you know, if it was minorities only that we were able to capture. And so we were very, very cognizant to show that it was not the idea of law enforcement. You know, we didn't go out there and get them to commit the crime. They came in first.
There's no one that made those members take that cash. The very premise that somehow none of this would have happened if the county attorney wouldn't have done that, I don't even buy that premise. I think it was happening. But it's just what happened in an organized law enforcement scale. It was happening one vote at a time, one corruptive act at a time.
The story of Ascam is being newly told in a documentary by filmmaker and Legislative Broadcast Center Assistant Director Michael Shaheen. The film was produced as a teaching tool for current and incoming lawmakers. It features many of the details of how the Maricopa County Attorney's Office came to work with an FBI informant named Joseph Stedino, and how the 7 lawmakers in 1991 were caught taking money for possibly voting a particular way.
Mr. Stedino, would you please state your full name?
Joseph Charles Stedino, S-T-E-D-I-N-O.
Have you yourself ever been a member of any organized crime organization or family?
Strictly on the perimeter, Mr. Bales. What would be referred to in intelligence reports as an associate.
I spoke with Shaheen earlier and asked him how 30 years after the fact, the House decided to move forward with producing a documentary about Ascam.
Crystal from the Rules Department, Crystal Fernandez, called me and told me what Ascam was, and I was blown away because I had never heard of this case, and I thought this was so cool. but yeah, so that was the germ, and it just kind of started from there. It was House Rules, and I don't know. I think they just wanted kind of a reminder to the current members about things like this can happen and really need to watch who you talk to and the way you talk to different people, because you never know what's out there.
A number of people who were prominent in the legislature back in the early 90s are featured in this. In addition to Maricopa County Attorney Rick Romley, you also have Stan Barnes, as we mentioned. Jack Jewett is involved. Was it easy, difficult to get these people to want to sit down and be filmed talking about Ascam?
Jack Hewitt and Stan Barnes, no. Beginning, they were right there. I think Romley initially had said, I don't know why he had said no. I think it was a timing issue. I said it would be a shame if we were to tell the story without your input. And then once he got that, immediately started talking.
That is Michael Shaheen, who produced the Ascam documentary. I also talked with current House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who advocated for making the documentary. His time as a lawmaker began soon after Ascam, so I asked him what the atmosphere was like as a new legislator following that scandal.
It was scary. It was disruptive. It messed up a lot of people's lives. He admonished us to watch ourselves and be very careful because this could happen to you. It could happen to me, he said. And that going through it was a sobering. In fact, in the case of some individuals, it was devastating. It would maybe had shown a lack of caution and care that came back in a very big way. It wasn't like we all went around, you know, scared to death, but that was something that was fresh on people's minds still. And if there was any hint or anybody joking around or, you know, we'd say that you would hear, oh, hey, that's not funny.
The film itself is very well made. It is not one of those jury duty videos that we all get to watch, you know, like those things that are not well produced or interesting. What feedback have you gotten from lawmakers? Have you talked to any of them about what they saw and not just what they think, but in terms of how it affects them going forward?
It was accurate and it portrays it, the feeling of it. And maybe it's just because we're in this little bubble and it's about the bubble. But it was very good. Now, we would like to use it again in a more formalized way going forward in a training program before next year. And if we all watch that, not only would we be the better, but I think that the public could expect more from us because we'd be better educated.
Would you like the idea of all lawmakers to actually take this seriously? Because I can imagine, just because it's human nature, that there are some who are thinking, I don't need to see that. Come on. I'm not going to get caught up in that kind of thing. I'm honest. I'm doing my job, doing my best for my my constituents, et cetera. And yet that could be a trap as well, to not take it as seriously as maybe you should.
I heard somebody even use the phrase when we were talking about the budget, what's in it for me? It wasn't in the same context, but it was about the budget. Where's my ask in the budget? You know, but when they used that phrase, I thought, you need to see what that means. Yeah. And it wouldn't do you a bit of harm to get an education that really isn't a funny comment. And I know you mean it seriously because you think maybe you've been passed over, but that can be used when you get that mentality around this place. Nobody around here is so celestial that they aren't tempted in some way. And that some things you want to stay as far away from as possible. And I think it could be that I could say, no, I force you to pry your eyelids open with toothpicks and make sure that you don't put earplugs in. But this will be part of what you're expected to do. Chiefly, I see it through the eyes of a legislator, how beneficial it is to me.
How much do you think about the word corruption and the word trust? Because those are things that are floating around. Is that something that in your role as a leader, or even just when you were a lawmaker and not in leadership, is that something you had to think about a lot? Do you still have to think about it? Or is it just something that comes up every once in a while?
I worry about laissez-faire mentality that some have about this issue. And it isn't always about buying off X with benefit or money. It's about the second word, trust. A new guy who is contemplating running said, that's a lie. That person told a lie, and talking about some other individual. And I said, unfortunately, lying happens here a lot. And it's how do we get to the truth?
That is Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers. We've been talking primarily about a documentary about ASCAM, trying to teach lawmakers about what happened at the state capitol about 30 years ago. Speaker Bowers, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your interest and for the interview. I appreciate it.